They say that spring and fall are the best seasons to get married. But are they? It's DJ Brian and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, August 17th, 2026, and we just heard Shiny with Marry You. Ipchu, or the start of autumn according to the traditional 24 seasonal divisions, has passed. And just like magic, we're really starting to feel a slight fall breeze in the air. With the coming of fall, couples are in love, of course. And those who are in love might be thinking about tying the knot because fall and spring are the most popular seasons to get hitched. But if you're planning on getting married and thinking about the best time to do it in terms of having a little extra cash left in your pockets to spend on your honeymoon, you might want to listen up. Getting married in January? That's right. It could save you quite a bit. A recent survey by the Korea Consumer Agency found that January weddings were the cheapest of the year, costing an average of 19.13 million won, or about $13,700. Compare that with April, the most expensive month, when average weddings jumped to cost around 3 million won more. Think of what you can do with that money, that extra cash. That's enough to pay for a pretty nice honeymoon if you know about it. Or at least a lot of wedding cake. So, if you're not emotionally attached to a spring wedding, January might be worth considering. After all, a little winter chill can mean a much warmer feeling in your wallet, if you know what I mean. So, to think about that January wedding, we got a perfect song for you by Woods. It's called To My January. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. It's the time of day you take a break and get away from your boss, your wife, your brother, your sister, and just sip on that coffee or tea while we give you all the info that you might did, well, not did, you might not have done. Now, speaking of weddings, what would you do if you lost your wedding ring? You'd probably get your butt beat by your wife or your husband. But what if the ring was a family heirloom passed down for generations upon generations? Then your whole family might kill you. You know what I'm talking about. I can't even wrap my head around that right now, but this is a true story, y'all. A man who lost not one, but two precious diamond rings. Yes, because he accidentally threw them away. You know what I'm saying? How stupid! This New Yorker thankfully realized his mistake just as the garbage truck pulled up, you know, and then collected his trash and was about to leave. Then he just rushed over. He's like, I'm so sorry, I done messed up. He explained it to him. Explained that he had what had happened and asked the sanitation worker for his help. And they didn't hesitate. No, they didn't. The New York City Department of Sanitation secured the truck and unloaded about 9 tons of garbage onto the floor for, of course, or the concrete work site. Now, you might be thinking, finding two rings in that mountain of garbage would take all day. Yes, all 24 hours. But incredibly, the workers found the ring in just 10 minutes. In just 10 minutes, they found the diamond rings. I don't know if they're diamond. Who knows? Now, the sanitation department later said it was like finding a needle in a haystack, but warned that timing was everything. Once a truck reaches a transfer station and the garbage gets mixed with other waste, recovery becomes virtually impossible. Now, if something like this happens to you here in Korea, what should you do, you ask? You need to contact your local district office or the 120 Daesan call center as quickly as possible. Because when it comes to lost valuables, the golden rule is simple. Don't wait! No! When you lose stuff, the moment you wait, it's too late. Oh, I like that. It has a little ring to it. The moment you wait, it's too late. I'm going to copyright that. Call before your precious goes on a one-way trip to the landfill, y'all. Now, let's think about that as we take a song break by my brother, you know what I'm saying, his group card with Ring the Alarm. What the?
K-pop.
Welcome to What the K-pop. Every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to do what? Expand our Korean speaking skills. And we're going to go over it with our writer, Karen.
That's right.
You haven't melted yet.
I'm slowly melting.
Yeah, that's how I feel the world is coming to, or Korea is, at least.
Mm.
I've seen so many people's social medias. My one friend, his office, I guess their AC broke.
Oh, no.
And so you see him at his desk, and it's disgusting. I messaged him. I was like, you need a shower. He goes like, no, I'm at work, and I can't leave till I'm done. And his whole shirt's just wet.
Just wet.
Armpit marks. I'm like, nope. That is disgusting. And then I saw the memes where they're like, oh, Daegu or somebody, somewhere where it's like down south really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like opening the window like, what's her name from Frozen?
Elsa.
And he opens the window and all of a sudden, end
hot
of the world
air.
Thing, hotter, and he turns into a skeleton. I'm like,
it's like Armageddon.
That's kind of what it feels like these days.
Yeah. You just walk out and you instantly start sweating.
Exactly.
It's like walking out to a sauna. Or walking into a sauna.
Do you have friends from other countries like, oh, Karen, should I come to Korea this summer?
No.
No? I have friends who always ask me, like, can I come to Korea this summer? I'm like, do not come to Korea.
No, not during the summer.
Unless heat is your friend, because heat, humidity. I feel like humidity is going to go till October this year.
Because, you know, it's usually humid during monsoon season, but monsoon season is
Mother Nature's mad at us.
Oh.
You know, Mother Nature's like, y'all have that redhead politician in another country saying there's no such thing as a global warming. But global warming exists, y'all. It exists.
It's getting hot. People are angry. I'm angry.
Anger, and to be honest, because it's so hot, it makes me a lot lazier. Like, people
you
are like,
you don't want to do anything.
Exactly. People are like, oh, you're so like neat and clean. I literally,
you don't want to clean?
It's not that I don't want to clean. It's like certain tasks. I'm like, guys, I didn't make my bed today.
Good for you.
Why are you clapping?
Good for you.
No. It's because the
you
reason
know,
why.
Sometimes we just need to get up and not make the bed.
No, not because I didn't want to make the bed. It's because I dropped my dogs off at the groomers.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was at like, I had to be there by 8:50 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to bed till like 3. So obviously I'm cranky, kind of sleepy. But I didn't get a full night's sleep because my dogs always need to get taken off the bed to go to the bathroom. So I'm like every hour, put them down. Every hour, pick them back up. And so it's like,
you got no sleep.
Not proper sleep.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I dropped the dogs off. My train every day to come to KBS, not every day, but is at 12:55 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I go back home, nap for a little bit. So I did.
Yeah.
I didn't wake up till 11:45,
mm-hmm.
which means I have an hour and 10 minutes to shower, make myself an iced coffee, and mm-hmm. then get in the car to drive to the station. So I was like, so I had no time to make the bed.
That's fine.
No! Everyone should make the bed.
I think we all need a day where we don't make the bed. We should have a not make the bed
day. I challenge you. You should pick a day where you say no to your family.
No,
like,
to
Mom,
my family?
Make me dinner. No.
I have those days.
Oh, well, I guess you
wouldn't. I have those days where I just go home. I'm so tired. I lie on the sofa. And when my kids say something, they want me to do something, I just don't answer them.
What about like dinner?
Just say no. Order something.
Oh, starve yourself. Kids in other countries know how to cook at the age of 12.
They should know how to cook something at the age
my
of 12.
My parents made my brother and I not cook like extravagant meals.
Like make a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Which is technically not cooking.
Yeah, but still. Or make like a fried egg and, you know.
Your kids don't know how to make a fried egg?
No, they do.
Okay.
And put like a little bit of, you know, soy sauce and a little bit of sesame oil. Yes.
Yeah.
They should know how to do that. Well.
And then, you know, to open the fridge and there's probably kimchi in there anyway.
Yeah, my little one doesn't, I didn't teach her to, or she doesn't know how to use the induction
Wait, yet. How old is your youngest now?
She's in fifth grade.
Girl, I don't know what that age is. I've been out of school for so... Fifth grade, is that seven?
She's
is that 11. Nine?
She's 11.
11.
Yeah. She yeah, should I mean, know, but should. I'm afraid that she's going to burn herself. So, hey, and she has an older brother, so
I always
that's
say,
why. Yeah.
You have to learn the hard way sometimes. Come on! It's like... But I told
I
you think, how to do it. You should you learn
she,
wrong.
I the only reason she doesn't know, I think if we had the older, you know, the gas burner, she would already know, but it's because we have
the gas more. It's more is it, I feel like it's more on safer kids though.
Yeah. Yeah. So but either way, I'm afraid that she's gonna burn herself. So
I feel like her eggs would be kinda meh.
They could know? Be.
Especially
yeah.
if you want yolk in it.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you go, you know, make it sunny side up.
And she's very particular about her eggs, too.
How does she like her eggs?
She's like, it depends on what she's eating. So sometimes, like, when she's having the rice eggs, she wants them yolky. Very emehe. I always have to ask her, how do you want them cooked? Is it like at a hotel?
So she won't eat it if you make it wrong?
She'll eat it, but
she won't like it. She won't be satisfied.
She'll eat it after a lot of, like, yelling from me.
But we did say emehe while we're explaining, you know, making the eggs and stuff. Which was our word from last week.
Yeah, emehe. So it's kind of in that middle state when you're, you know, it's not, it's in between. It's in the middle. Or when something is hard to decide, you can use this word. We use it a lot. Like when the weather's emehe. I don't know if I should put on like a long sleeve or a short sleeve.
Oh my gosh. Good thing you brought that up. Whenever I have to take the train and I see any human being in this satanic weather wear a long sleeve shirt.
Sometimes they do because they burn.
I mean, yeah. If you're doing it to cover your skin, cool. But I saw somebody... Shirt's fine. You know, like your shirt right now is like a button down. If it's longer, cool. But they had like a sweater vest on top of that.
A sweater?
Like this kind of material. Maybe thicker, but it's a vest on top of the shirt. So I'm thinking, I get out of the shower. The moment I get in my car, I sweat profusely
sweating.
And I can't stop. How are you wearing a sweater on top of your shirt?
You know what's really meh? Teenagers. Have you seen what teenagers wear these days? They wear off-season clothes.
Hold on. So it's 35, 36. Daegu actually reached 39 degrees.
Yeah.
And what are they wearing? Don't tell me they're wearing like winter coats.
They wear, well, not winter coats, but they wear like to me, it looks really hot.
I would just die of
they
heat
wear,
stroke watching
you know, they
them.
Wear like sweatpants.
You know
it
what you do?
Me crazy.
Do your kids do it?
Well, like my son, you mentioned this, the vests.
Oh my
so
gosh.
He's wearing a t-shirt and then he wears like another, like a hooded vest on top.
Is he about fashion? Because I know how Hyung says fashion is pain.
I don't think it's about fashion. He's not that fashionable, but
he just likes to wear a vest.
And it's all about the Bermuda shorts these days.
What's a Bermuda short?
They're like those long shorts, but it looks
like capri pants almost.
It looks really hot. It just like looking at him, I'm like, aren't you hot?
See, this is totally different from
sweatpants.
My house. Even in my house, I put the AC on, and the AC doesn't get cold anymore because it's so hot in the air. I'm literally. This might be a little TMI, and a lot of people might try to drive by my house to see, but because I have a big window that doesn't have a curtain,
are
and
you
I walk
naked?
Around. Not butt naked. I just walk around my house with boxers on.
Oh, yeah.
And normally I don't
do
that.
You're by yourself. Who cares?
But, okay, in an apartment, it's okay because it's high up. I have the first and second floor of the stairway is a huge 4 to 5 meter window that's not covered ever. Not no blinds, no curtain. And I forget that. So at nighttime, I'm thinking, oh no, what if someone's walking their dog? And I have a neighbor who has a golden retriever, and I've seen her like 2 or 3 times
she's
walk by the window.
Looking.
Yeah, but I hope she doesn't see me my pink or red underwear, because usually I wear those because I come home from work, and you know, I heard pink and red are my good luck colors, so whenever I have like a home shopping gig or a meeting, I wear those colors, so I'm afraid, wow, they can see me naked, almost.
Yeah.
See, now I'm saying this, and listeners who are... You know, KPC fans are like, let's go to Brian's house and see him in his boxers. Do not do that. I will call the police.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My husband worries about that a lot. He worries about neighbors
and
windows.
Well, that's the thing. You guys live in apartments. So you don't have to worry.
Yeah, you do. The apartments are very close to each other.
Mine is literally somebody from the street to that wall right there. and from this table. That's how close the window is. Mm. So you can see everything in my house.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, to me, I don't really care because I'm like, I don't know them.
See, that's not fair. My neighborhood people all know what I do for a living.
Ah, see, yeah.
They look over the fence when I'm swimming and like,
yeah.
They give that look of, we wish we can go swimming. I was like, I don't know you, so I'm not going to invite you. But anyways.
They're probably thinking, but we're neighbors.
What have you done for me, neighbor? So now we're going to learn something new.
Yes.
From?
Yeah. I mean, it was last week. Mm-hmm. So we're going to learn a new expression, and it's from a Block B song.
Oh.
It's called Nilliri Mambo.
Who what?
Nilliri Mambo.
I know Mambo number 5.
Yeah, it's Nilliri Mambo.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about your crazy boss.
All right. Well, let's get our gossip going.
Oh, what is it?
Oh,
왜 그런데?
Oh, 그만둘까?
Oh, no. Is it your crazy boss again?
Oh, girl, this morning she called me into her office.
Uh-oh.
Because her coffee was too hot.
Too hot?
But she told me to get her hot coffee.
How hot is too hot?
I don't know. She told me to fix it.
How do you fix it? She can fix it. Oh, 참지 마.
Then she asked me to print an email.
That's actually pretty normal.
No, it ain't.
It's not?
There was no email to be printed. She didn't finish writing it.
What? Ugh, 그냥 참지 마.
And after lunch, she said, oh, I'm so cold.
Okay.
Then she made me stand in front of her air conditioner.
What?
Yes, so I could block the cold air from coming her way.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why didn't you just get her a sweater?
Oh, no, because that would ruin her outfit.
What? Ugh, that's crazy. 참지 마.
And then she looked out the window.
And
asked, go outside and tell me if it's windy.
She couldn't just go look herself?
Apparently, the window doesn't capture the feeling.
Oh, 참지 마. You need a new job.
Oh, wait a minute. There's more.
More? 더 있어?
Right before I left, she said, tomorrow, I need you here 10 minutes before I arrive.
When was she coming to work?
Girl, she didn't even know. She says, I haven't decided what time I'm arriving yet.
What? Oh, 그만둬. 참지 마.
I didn't. I finally said, I'm sorry. I can't.
Good for you. What did she say?
She said, excellent. I like employees who have set the boundaries.
What?
So I'll be at work 10 minutes before she arrives. Whatever time that is.
Well, she does pay you well. Just get to work extra early.
All right, this is Block B with Nilliri Mambo.
Nilliri Mambo.
Yes, but in English, you would read it Nilliri Mambo.
Nilliri Mambo.
Which I have no idea what it means.
Well,
do you?
I didn't, so I looked it
up. Oh, look at you researching. Okay,
yeah,
so
I looked it up. And Nilliri, it's a Korean word. It's onomatopoeia, and it kind of imitates the sound that a wind instrument like a pidi would make. Nilliri, nilliri.
Why are the Korean sounds for these instruments and animals, of course, so weird to me?
Nilliri, yeah. And then they combined it with mambo, which, you know, it's the dance, the Cuban dance. So it's kind of a fun word that they made for like an upbeat sort of rhythm.
And wow, this song is this old?
Yeah, it's from
2012.
It's 14
years old,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. And the song, you know, they're combining like wind instrument Nilliri and then the mambo. So they're saying the song, it's kind of about living life, living free, and partying hard.
That's what Nilliri Mambo means.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm. Cool to know. We've got educated from a song title.
Yep.
Now we got to get into our expression for the week.
Yes.
Which was 참지 마.
Right. And the song is about partying hard and living free.
Oh.
That's why they're saying 참지 마.
Oh. What if I'm the other way around? Like, I want to party. I'm like, 난 참을 거야. 나는 쉴 거야. I don't want to party with you today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
gonna
stand my ground.
You can say that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and sleep.
I'm going to go home, walk the dogs, make myself a little charcuterie.
You're going to make the bed.
That would have been done already if I didn't wake up late. Yes.
Yeah, but 참지마. So 참지마 means you're going to, so in the skit, mm-hmm. I keep telling you 참지마, and that's actually saying don't hold back. Like don't, mm. you know, don't tell your boss yes to everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I kind of try to make the boss sound like a Miranda Priestley, like a crazy boss.
Which I feel like a lot of people do have. And also in this situation, not just this situation, it's not always a boss. It could be have a bossy friend.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, to me, that's not a friend. If a friend's telling you to do things for you all the time, it's like, even if they do it in a nice way.
Mm.
Hey, Karen, mm. can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Can you be there? And then when you need them, they're never there.
They're never there.
Uh-uh. Mm. They're like a secretly subtle, sweet acting boss.
Icky sweet.
I hate that.
Yeah. Mm. So 참지마.
참지마.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
Yeah. Just tell them. Just tell them and don't endure it. You don't have to take it.
Yes. I hope your daughter's not listening to this.
Why?
What if she's like, I'm going to make my mom clean my room and make me dinner every day or whatever.
Oh, no.
Because you're just teaching people to say 참지마.
No.
She's learning from you. That's like, 엄마가 참지 말아라고 했잖아.
Oh, no. Well, I do yeah. tell her that she should 참지마. Mm-hmm. She should 참지마 when, you know, people are making her do things that she,
not that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
But she knows isn't right to do.
But she has to, you know, because there's going to be things that she doesn't want to do, but she has to do.
Yeah, there's situations like that.
Like studying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always tell her, you know, the best things that you have to do, you're really not going to want to do, but you have to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then there are situations like your mom says, or anybody's kids, if you're in a situation you know is not right, 참지마, tell them, this
tell
isn't
them.
Right. No, I'm not doing it. It's illegal. You know? I feel violated. 참지마.
참지마.
Yes.
Just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
참다,
yeah.
which means to endure.
Yeah, don't hold
tolerate,
it in.
Tolerate, hold back, suppress. But we're teaching you 참지마.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it. Because some people, you know, they have a hard time saying, like, no.
Yes.
Saying no to people.
Apparently like my character in the skit. You know?
But, and then, you know, look what happened. They actually liked it. The boss yeah. liked it.
They could have, but it doesn't always go that way. Sometimes you could be like,
you can get fired.
I'm not going to stand in front of the air conditioner because I get cold too. They'd be like, okay, but guess what then? You can find a new job.
Yeah, don't come to work tomorrow.
And then that person would be like, I listened to KPC and listened to Karen. I got fired. Well, if you have complaints, go to Karen's house. Her address is, so is she. So I'm joking. I don't know her address. Anyways, 참지마 is
yes.
our What the K-Pop word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, don't hold it in. Don't hold back.
Don't hold it in.
Exactly. Don't hold back your emotions. None of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to get it from the song, Dilidi Mambo,
mm-hmm.
which is by Block B. And we're going to check out the song in full now. And Karen, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Stay cool.
All right. That was Block B with Dilidi Mambo. Now, let's get a preview of what's to come on KBC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in those song requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have your 2 cents where we hear your answers to a weekly question, which is posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. And on Fridays, we have Nael coming in the studio for Just Go, where you guys can drop your guidebooks and just follow along as we travel across Korea. And we have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about anything and everything going on in the world. You guys can send in your song requests, your answers to our Y2C comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram at KBS K-pop, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And guys, while you're there, our annual overseas listener satisfaction survey is up and running on our website as well. You guys can click on the banner at the top, of course. We'd really appreciate it if you guys can just take a few seconds, you know what I'm saying, to participate. If not, that's messed up. And give us some feedback on what you like and what you don't like, and of course, what we could do better. Of course, the survey closed on September 11th. You don't have that much time, y'all. No. And if your favorite program question comes up, you know the answer. If you don't know the answer, you don't have any common sense. I will find you. I know where you live. Anyways, thanks again. Now we have a great song for you. Red Velvet, Surfin' Boy. All right. Red Velvet, Surfin' Boy. Now, how to listen to our show? Pretty simple. We got apps. KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. What KBS World Radio website? Shortwave Radio and YouTube Live. You got to search and subscribe to KBS World English. Now, let's get in more songs for you guys because you're eager for that music. We got Artemis with Blue Blood and Endable with Curious. Alrighty, guys, that's all the time that we have for you today. And taking us out, we have a song by Big Naughty's Hodongyeon and Lila Mars. It's called Summer Song 여름밤의 Sundore. Our producer is Taehyung Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.